Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. What a show by Dawson Boyd in this first half. Held at Eagles points. Blackjacks lead 66-11. We'll go through the scoring in a little bit because we have a special guest with us. Longtime boys basketball coach for Dawson Boyd, Dave Vanderwerf, joins us. Dave, thanks for making the long climb up here.
Not a problem. I need the exercise.
Well, did you surprise Corey? Was he surprised?
He was totally surprised, and everybody in the place knew it but him, which is pretty good when you can do that. He was taken back a little. That was kind of nice.
He got a little emotional,
yes,
too.
Yes, he did, yep.
You don't think Corey get emotional
no,
too much?
No, but he's emotional that way, so, yep. It means.
Okay, 54 wins as a Blackjack head boys basketball coach.
That is correct, yeah. I have to think about that sometimes.
That's a lot of wins, Dave.
Yeah. It's you put in a number of years and have some good players along the way, and it works out pretty nice.
Yeah. So. Well, when did you start coaching?
I was assistant coach for 6 years first, and then
I started under
John Norgard.
Okay.
And then I became head coach in the fall of 79 and 80. That was my first year, and 2005 was my last year.
So 1980 you started?
Yep, 79, 80, and then that's 2005, so I had 26 years in as head coach. So.
Okay, yep. I was telling Mitchell here, I remember I went down and did an all-star game. That I think you were coaching in an all-star game one of your last years.
Yeah, that was in 2002.
Okay.
Yep. So
I was trying to remember the Dawson Boyd boy's name that was down there. Wasn't there a Blackjack on that?
No,
team?
There was not.
Oh, no. There wasn't. Okay.
No, I had Corey Larson as assistant and then John Rex as my two assistants that year. So
You coached during the 91 team that went to state.
Yep.
Talk about that experience.
Well, it's unbelievable. And you wish that every team in the state could have that opportunity, and everybody shoots for that, and certainly the Blackjacks, the way they're playing this year, there's a real good chance, but you got to take one game at a time. But it's just unbelievable, and the way the community and the area gets behind you is just something else and stuff. And
Corey was on that team.
Corey was a starting guard. He was a junior. He averaged about eight points a game and stuff for us that year. We had Jeff Norgard, who was averaging about 27 a game, and then Brian Pressel would average about 18. And Jeff Anderson was at 13, so John Strum was our other one. He averaged about 6. So,
wow.
Yeah.
What do you remember about that year when it just pops in your head? What do you remember?
Well, I remember every game we came to, B-Squad game, the gym was filled up and stuff. And that was, you're not just the Dawson Boyd fans, but you had the communities around that followed us also, because they wanted to see some good basketball.
Right. Do you remember what happened at state? Or?
Oh, yeah. We played Argyle in the first game, and we were down a little bit at halftime, and then we came back, and that was at Williams Arena, and we ended up winning that game by about 8 points, but it came down to the end. We had to hit some free throws, and we hit them and won.
Nice.
And then we went into the semifinals, and then it moved down to the Civic Center in St. Paul.
Okay, I remember the Civic Center.
And we played Westbrook Walnut Grove, and we just didn't match up well with them, and we didn't shoot the ball extremely well. We ended up getting beat by about 10 points in that ball game.
Okay.
Then we ended up playing Becker for third place, and we ended up beating them in the last couple minutes, so we'll be able to take third place and stuff. But each game was right on, and all the way through was just a fun time.
Great memories.
Great memories all the way through, and you still talk to people about it and so on. So did you
ever think at the time that one of your players would surpass you in wins like tonight?
Well, isn't this great? I mean, for me to be here and to have my own a player to do that is just unbelievable. That's pretty special for that to happen.
Yep, so, and Corey's done a fantastic job.
He does a great job. Yeah, it was not hard to turn it over to him because I knew he was going to do a great job.
Could you tell as a player that he'd make a good coach?
Oh, yeah, because he was a point guard and he directed things out there. And he got the ball to where we needed to get it to the people inside. You know, right now they shoot more threes than we probably did in 91 and stuff. But it depends upon the makeup of your team and stuff. And things are a little more open that way and a little different. But, yeah, no, Corey was he was a team ball player. And he worked extremely hard. And, he's just a great ball player for me also. So
Corey, I think he surpassed you last week sometime.
Right, yep. Yeah, that was a road game, so they were going to do it here. They were hoping for a home game, but it doesn't always work that way. Yeah.
Did you have any? Now, tonight, we've got, with Gunner scoring 1,000 points in his career, Doc Carl has 2,000 points scored. Dawson Boyd now got three. Grayson's got 2,000, but have you ever seen five players in one game that are 1,000 points?
It's unbelievable nowadays. But, you look at things, and it's the game's a little longer, They play a few more games, so you have a chance, because yep. had a number of players that were in the 800-900 that didn't make it, you know, and stuff. But, you know, that's just the way it goes, and that's the part how the game has changed and stuff, too.
That's right. So. Yeah, so, yeah, quite the thrill. I was watching Corey Space when you came up. You gave a plaque.
Yeah, it was his picture of his, a plaque with his uniform number.
Oh, wow.
And his jersey, for number 14.
Okay.
That he had, the gold home jersey that he wore and stuff.
Did I ask you, what, did he say anything to you?
Yeah. He just says, thanks, coach, you had a lot to do with this.
Yep. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I noticed he got emotional about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's pretty cool when you can do something like that.
Yeah, and like he was just taken by surprise because he's thinking about his game, and it worked out really well.
Yeah, you threw him off a little bit.
Yeah. He had to come back a little bit on it.
That's right.
So.
Dave, thanks for joining us up here. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Paul. You've always been so kind to me over the years.
You guys do such a great job, and for our area, you guys are just super.
Yeah.
So thanks, Paul.
You bet, Dave. Thanks for making the trip up way up here.
Certainly. Not a problem.
Now you can go down, not up.
That's easier.
Okay. Dave Vandewerf, longtime head coach of the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. And Mitchell, you got some stats there before we start
the
second half?
Tonight.
Yeah, thanks, Dave.
So for the halftime stats, I got Dawson Boyd went 6-for-6 on their free throws. Lockport Valley went 1-for-4 on their free throws. Dawson Boyd out rebounding Lockport Valley by 31-6 in terms of rebounds. The leading rebounders for Dawson Boyd, Drew Yaman with 10, Grayson Boyk with 8, Gunnar Lipo with 5. And then leading rebounder for Lockport Valley, Carson Bessonen with 3. And for points in the paint in the first half, I had Dawson Boyd outscoring Lockport Valley in points in the paint 40-2.
All right, and scoring-wise, quickly, Lockport Valley, 2 points for Patzer, 3 points for, or 4 points for Cullop, a 3 for Arndt, and Alonzo with 2. For Dawson Boyd, Gunnar Olson with 5, Jackson Hassett with 7, Grayson Boyk with 7, Stratmon with 2, Kate Solem with 4, Bo Johnson with 4, Drew Yamlin with 17, Gunnar Liebel with 20, and Gunnar scored his 1,000th point in his career there in the first half. All right, we'll take that wraps up Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report. We'll take a quick break, come back, let's start the second half right after this.
I'm with Monica Boffin from Monica's Apparel and Accessories on Chestnut Street in Dawson. Monica, what's happening?
Well, what's happening? Come on in, Accessories in Awesome Dawson. Have a dark chocolate sea silk caramel and look around for something beautiful for your sweetheart for Valentine's Day. It's never too early to start shopping. Monica's has gift certificates, free gift wrapping, wonderful fashions, and new items added daily. And Monica will throw in a gift with your gift certificate. So shop small and awesome Dawson at Monica's Apparel and Accessories. Open Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. And like me on Facebook.
You've been listening to the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your number one florist in the area, Heather Nursery Floral and Gifts, located downtown Dawson, Madison, and the Smith Edition in Montevideo. They are your telefloral. Check them out for all your gift needs as well. Also brought to you by AGP, Ag Processing in Dawson, providing a soybean market for 310 local cooperatives and their 300,000 farmer owners. AGP Ag Processing in Dawson.
Shibble Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, understands the value of teamwork. That's why we are looking forward to the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in our communities. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork. Trust in tomorrow. Contact your at 320-289-2388.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.